Welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this amazing collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studio and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTB archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and it coincides with the order in which it was received by the DJs back in the day. The first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to the year 1975. That was the year of my birth. That's how old I am at this point. These were records that were coming out the same year I was. We're going to start with an artist who wasn't big in 1975, but would get much bigger later on, and that's Michael Bolton. And at the time, his album was credited to Michael Bolotin, B-O-L-O-T-I-N, and it's a self-titled album, and It's on RCA Records, catalog number 75-149 here at WTBR. Of course, we're going to listen to the first single off of his debut album. He would go on to have first a name change, obviously, you know, just plain old Bolton. But he would end up having 12 top 20 hits and two number one songs in the U.S. Hot 100. Now, this single and album I'm playing for you did not chart anywhere in the world. So he was also the singer of a group called Blackjack in the late 70s. He released a couple albums, joined that group, released a couple albums, and started hitting it big in the later 80s. So here you go. Here's Michael Bolotin with a song called Your Love right now on Random Draw. Righteous Brothers with their cover of Young Blood. Before that, we heard another cover, and that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears with their cover of Got to Get You Into My Life. And we started off the show today with a young Michael Bolton, later Michael Bolton, and his song Your Love. Now, that Blood, Sweat, and Tears song, Got to Get You Into My Life, was obviously a Beatles cover. And this group, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, would go through many lineup changes over the years. And in 1975, they were putting out their eighth album, I believe, was called New City. It marked a return of their sort of famous lead singer, David Clayton Thomas. It even says at the top of the album, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, featuring David Clayton Thomas. And it was released on Columbia Records, catalog number 75-132 here at WTBR. Now, David Clayton Thomas was the singer on all their early smash singles that you remember, and including their Grammy Award-winning album. And, you know, you remember all the Blood, Sweat, and Tears songs. By this eighth album, unfortunately, the sales had fallen down quite a bit, and this was their last album to reach inside the top 100, peaking at number 47. And that single only reached number 62 for them. So again, that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears and their cover of the Beatles' Got to Get You Into My Life. Now, the Righteous Brothers is a Hall of Fame group consisting of Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley, who were putting out their last album in 1975 together. The album, called The Sons of Mrs. Righteous, was released on Haven Records, catalog number 75-135 here at WTBR. The album would climb up to number 62, and that single I here played for you, the cover song, failed to chart. Bobby Hatfield unfortunately passed away in 2003. Bill Medley carried on with the name Righteous Brothers and grabbed another singer named Bucky Hurd, and they're still performing as of recently as 2025. So there you go. That was the Righteous Brothers with their cover of Young Blood. Okay, I think we're going to get into some R&B right now, and we're going to start it off with The Spinners, who were a Detroit-based R&B group who had 18 top 40 U.S. hits. In 1975, they were releasing an album called Pick of the Litter on Atlantic Records, catalog number 75-218, and the album peaked to number 8 on the top 200 charts, and the single that I'm going to play for you did even better, and that reached number 5. It's a song called Games People Play. Like I said, it was a top 5 hit for them. The group would go on to have a few more hits, songs like Rubber Band Man and Working My Way Back to You, and they would eventually be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2023. So here's The Spinners right now with their hit single Games People Play right now on Random Draw.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go, it's hopeless so. Leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
go, it's hopeless so, I guess I'll leave it alone.
Games people play, night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Keep me feeling blue. Been down too long, right, wrong, I just can't stop it. Spending all day thinking just of you.
$12:45,
headed for the subway home.
Oh, I took my time,
cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound, took a look around, and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. I guess I'll call it a day.
Games people play, night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Keeps me feeling blue. Can't stop it, spending all day thinking just of you. Not far away,
funny sound. Took a look around and I could see her face. Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. I guess I'll call it a day.
Games people play, night or day, they're just not matching what they should do. Just can't stop it, spending all day thinking just of you.
record.
Please. Stylistics with Can't Give You Anything But My Love. Before that, we heard Cut the Cake by Average White Band, and we started off this set of R&B music with the Spinners and their song Games People Play. Now, the Average White Band is a Scottish funk band. I always find myself surprised to say that whenever I play the Average White Band, but they are a Scottish funk band whose 1975 album called Cut the Cake reached number 4 in the U.S. And the title track that I played for you peaked all the way up at number 10 in the Hot 100 singles charts and continues to be played to this day at a lot of weddings. Anyone who DJs out there and has DJed weddings, you probably have heard that song more than once. The band still continued for many, many years, in and out, new members coming in and out all the time. They actually finished up with a final tour and album in 2025. So that was the Average White Band with Cut the Cake. And then after that, we finished up that set with the Stylistics, and who are an R&B group sort of famous for being part of the Philadelphia sound of the 1970s. They were signed by and produced by Tom Bell, who's one of the most famous producers of that Philadelphia sound, and in their early years they worked with him a lot. They found a lot of great success in the early 70s, but after 1974 they broke away from Tom Bell and they worked with the producers called Hugo and Luigi. They were actually cousins who worked in the Brill Building in New York, so not the Philly sound, but they still had some success. This album that I played the song from was an album called Thank You Baby on Avco Records, catalog number 75-187. 1987. The album went to number 72, and that single did a little better on the Hot 100, reaching number 51. Over in the UK, did much, much better. Hit number one over in the UK, that single. So that was the Stylistics with Can't Give You Anything But My Love. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a few moments to play some more great random tunes from the year 1975. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click Donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow!
WTBR.
All right, we are back here on Random Draw. We've been listening to music from the year 1975. Some great random tunes. While I got your attention here, I want to remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. You know where to go. The easiest place I always say to go to is WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast of my show, get the podcast from all the other shows, see the full programming schedule of all those great shows the other community members do. And there's a giant button at the top of that page that says donate, and we more than appreciate anything you could do to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, we're going to jump back into the music, and we're going to play a set of music featuring gentlemen who were famous for also being in groups and had some solo stuff going on. So again, these are people who were in groups before they released some solo things. We're going to start off with a virtuoso guitarist by the name of Jeff Beck. Of course, he was in the Yardbirds, the Jeff Beck Group. He also had a trio of Beck, Bogert, and a piece before going solo. In 1975, he released his first album, Blow by Blow, credited to just himself, and it went all the way up to number 4 in the United States on the albums charts, which is not bad for an instrumental record when you think about it. The album itself was produced by George Martin, him of the Beatles fame, who produced all the Beatles tracks and hits over the years. And it would be Jeff Beck's biggest selling album of his career, certified platinum, and a lot of great tracks on there. So we're going to play one of my favorites, one of the probably most famous Jeff Beck tunes. And here's a song called Freeway Jam right now by Jeff Beck on Random Draw.
We'll be right back.
and needles, little mini gong coughs and clears his throat. Madam, you see before you stand. Hey, ho, never be still. The old original favorite grand. Grasshopper's greener bearing band. And the tune they play is an ask and buy. So a trip to even ho, up, down, to and fro. You have no word. Please leave us here. Close our eyes to the octopus ride.
Isn't it good to be lost in the wood?
Turn back the pages.
Stephen Stills with Turn Back the Pages. And before that, we heard Syd Barrett with his song Octopus. And we started off this set of men who were famous for being in groups and also really solo stuff with Jeff Beck and his song Freeway Jam off of his Blow by Blow album on Epic Records catalog number 75-209. All right, that's Syd Barrett song. Now, Syd Barrett is, maybe you don't know, but he was one of the founders of Pink Floyd, who was sort of kicked out of the band in the late 60s, and he put out two solo albums after leaving the group. In 1975, Harvest Records, his label, repackaged them as one double disc collection. The names of the two albums were The Madcap Laughs and Barrett, and therefore the name of the double album is just that, The Madcap Laughs and Barrett. The song we played was his debut single. It was his only single they ever put out. It was a song called Octopus, and it was from the album The Madcap Laughs. It features fellow Pink Floyd member David Gilmour, who played the bass, played the drums, and co-produced the track. He did everything but the guitars, which David Gilmour does in Pink Floyd as the guitarist, but Syd Barrett was also the guitarist on these albums. And like I said, it was the only single Syd Barrett ever released in his solo career, and there you go. That's Syd Barrett with Octopus. All right, and the final member of the guys who were in other groups was Stephen Stills, of course, the founding member of groups like Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Sometimes Young, and Manassas. Stills, 1975, was putting out his third solo release called Stills, and it was a chart success reaching number 19. The single that I played for you would only reach number 84 in the Hot 100, but it would feature Donnie Dacus on rhythm guitar. So if you know a little bit about music, Donnie Dacus was in the movie Hair, was one of the performers for that movie. He also would join Chicago after the death of Terry Kath. And, there it all is. All these people all seem to come together on some of these albums. So that was Stephen Stills, Turn Back the Pages. All right, we got time for a few more songs. Now we're going to get into some of the my favorite bands over these next couple tracks, and we're going to start off with one of my favorites, and that's The Band. 1975, The Band and Bob Dylan were putting out a double album collection called The Basement Tapes. Very famous. Started off as a bootleg recording for a lot of people. So finally, by 1975, Columbia Records said, we're going to put out an actual official release of these two things. These are all songs that were sort of written, workshopped, recorded in the basement of the Big Pink house in Woodstock, owned by the band, working with Bob Dylan. Two-thirds of the tracks on this album feature Dylan on vocals, and the other eight tracks are pretty much the band only. A lot of the tracks were written by Bob Dylan that the band perform, and so we're going to listen to one by the band. It's a song called Don't Tell Henry, a song written by Bob Dylan. I think it features Levon Helm. So here you go. Here's the band right now with Don't You Tell Henry on Random Draw.
Don't you tell him. Hollywood. Mother said you had no chance, no chance.
Eagles and their song Visions. Before that, we heard the Rolling Stones with their song Do 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 Heartbreaker. And we started off this last set of music with the band and their song Don't You Tell Henry. I'm going to let you in a little secret that Rolling Stones song I played for you actually came from a CD, not the album. The vinyl that I pulled off the shelf is so badly warped it wouldn't play any of the songs from the album, so I had to take it off of a CD. But the song was played from a compilation album called Made in the Shade, which came out in 1975 on Atlantic Records, catalog number 75-131. This compilation features tracks from 1971 through 1974. Originally, the track was on an album called Goat's Head Soup in 1973, and it was the second single from that album after the song Angie, and peaked number 15 on the Hot 100. So there you go. That was, I'm just going to say Heartbreaker by the Rolling Stones. And finally, we finished up a track by the Eagles, taken from their album One of These Nights, which came out in 1975 on Asylum Records, catalog number 75-184. The album was the last to feature the original foursome of the band, and it was also the first album to feature new guitarist Don Felder. Now, I played this particular track. You know, I could have played any of their biggest hits like One of These Nights or After the Thrill is Gone or Take It to the Limit or Lying Eyes, but I played Visions because it's the only track in the entire Eagles catalog that features Don Felder on vocals. So there you go. I figured, what the heck. The album was a smash hit, obviously, peaking at number one, and they won a Grammy for the song Lying Eyes off of this album. That was the Eagles and their song Visions. That wraps it up for us here today at Random Draw for today. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.